Chapter 21. What we found within was nothing like what we expected. The man was hiding behind a tall chair, the display panels and more of this ship behind him. The screen showed that we appeared to be stationary, which made sense with Ranger coming and all.
"Get back!"
the man said, but his voice conveyed his fear. A quick scan and I laughed. "You don't have any other powers," I said. "Other than what allowed you to restore powers to everyone else on this ship, you have nothing." The man's eyes went wide, and he took a step back, tripping over himself and landing on his ass.
"What are you going to do to me?"
Twitch stepped forward, motioning to Charm, and then grabbed the man, turned him over, and Charm reached for his pants to reveal his ass. I stared in shock.
"What the fuck?"
the man shouted, and I took a step away.
"Got you,"
Charm said with a chuckle, then spun the man back around and pinned him to the ground with Twitch's help.
That was mean, she shrugged.
"You kind of deserved it,"
Twitch said. I couldn't argue that.
"What's happening?"
the man asked, voice still shaking. Gale stepped forward and helped pin him down, while Charm took her claws and slashed open his palm first, then mine. "A scientific experiment," I told the guy, then thrust our hands together, holding his as if it were an arm wrestling contest. His eyes were wide as he tried to comprehend what was happening. It was taking too long, I thought, and started to doubt whether it would work at all. Then the sensation hit me, like a gust of wind inside my chest, pushing out in all directions, and I let it go. First, the screens in front of Twitch flickered and went away, then the fires and other powers shooting at us ceased, and all of the supers looked at us through the field with confusion and shock. Then they all broke into retreat. A woman appeared in the crowd, one walking toward us with arms covered in blood, and only then did I see that it was the Blue Lady, without the blue. She stared at us, lifted one fist in salute, and then turned to follow the others. The pain that had haunted her all these years was, I had to assume, finally put to rest. She had her retribution.
"It's working,"
Charm said, in barely a whisper.
"How?"
the man asked, but then Gale whacked him upside the head and he was out. One of the supers in the other room behind the shield started laughing, and we went to the edge of what I now realized was a modified ship's bridge and stared out at them, confused.
"It's too late,"
the super said, pointing to the sky. Sure enough, some sort of portal was opening there, blackness surrounded by red, swirling light.
"Ranger's come. And he'll kill you all."
As if on cue, the portal flashed, and a moment later a large man was moving through an opening above, then standing on the bridge of the ship with us. He was unlike the rest. While most of the supervillains on this prison ship looked like villains, he was tall, majestic. His long blonde hair fell around his shoulders, his face lit by gold tattoos, his pointed ears giving him an almost alien feel. When he turned to look at me, I saw that his eyes, too, were gold, but they were far from godlike. His eyes told the story of hate and murder.
"What's this?"
he asked, looking at me and the others surrounded by corpses and blood. His expression soured with disgust. I started to open my mouth in response, but paused when I saw he wasn't done.
"I'll tell you what it is,"
he said, walking over to look out at the others beyond the shield.
"Failure. Failure of the highest magnitude. You are with me, but as promised, only those alive on the bridge when the time came would accompany me. I am very let down to see the rest of you are so weak. But ultimately, weakness will only hurt in the war that is to come."
At those words, he thrust out his hands. Explosions, people shrieking. I turned to see the display, which now showed parts of the ship, different views from within as it broke apart, exploding and sending supers shooting out into space, where even they didn't stand a chance. A whimper sounded from our feet, and we glanced down to see the man whose power I'd taken via blood. He crawled back, away from Ranger, jaw shaking.
"And you,"
Ranger said, stepping toward him.
"You were supposed to lead my army, serve as my general. What a letdown.
Now his hand shot out and the man before him convulsed in pain, small popping sounds coming from within until his eyes went red and he was limp. Ranger finally turned to the four of us, sniffed, and shook his head.
You don't belong.
I wanted to make a joke about a shower, about how it wasn't my fault if he thought I stunk, but knew it wasn't the time, and he didn't likely have a sense of humor. Instead, I simply shook my head, confirming that no, we most certainly didn't belong here. None of us. His hand shot out my way now, but I was ready, somehow. With my own hands held out to face him, I pulled on my newest powers. There was no time to find out how or if they worked, but I knew I'd taken something from the now-dead super when we'd mixed blood. Whatever it was, it worked. Ranger stared at me in confusion, tried his trick again, and then he spun on Twitch. I wasn't sure if it would work, but focused on not blocking her powers only. She saw me nod, and her hands were up in a flash, screens blaring, and then it was there in front of her, that dreaded black hole from her stories. It grew as Ranger stepped away from it. I was moving back too, unable to focus, knowing what could happen now. We might all get sucked into that thing, wiped from existence.
When you least suspect it, I'll return for your lives,
Ranger said, glaring at her, then me.
What you've done here today, it's only prolonged the inevitable. You will regret it.
And then he stepped back, glanced my way, and shot into the sky. As he departed, more of the ship began exploding. The AI was there on the other side of the wall, screaming, and then shattered as more of the ship behind her exploded, apparently including whatever part of it had created or maintained her. It was clear the whole thing would soon be gone. In front of us, the black hole was still there, still growing.
I can't control it!
Twitch shouted, looking around desperately as everything fell apart around us. But I wasn't looking around. I was staring into that black hole, staring at what I thought I'd seen in there. A face, perhaps? A planet. People. And more.
It's not what it seems,
Jin's voice came in, distant, faltering.
She doesn't understand her own powers. Your brother needs you, and this is the key. Go!
Jin? I replied, giving my companions a worried look. Are you okay?
It's ending for me, recruit,
Jin replied, barely audible over the explosions.
But you, your journey has just begun. You will be an elder. I have no doubt.
As his voice faded, I took a deep breath, knowing I had to do what he said. It was time to take a leap of faith. Trust me, I said, and then grabbed their hands, Gale grabbing onto Charms. Everyone else was gone, having been killed or fled to other escape routes. With the three ladies at my side, I ran, leaping into the black hole.